This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello, this is the October 25th podcast from JNS Pediatrics. I'm Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading summaries of articles on Sturge-Weber syndrome and oncology. Sturge-Weber syndrome with spontaneous intracerebral hemorrhage in childhood. A case report by Madoka Nakajima and colleagues. The authors describe a very rare case of intracerebral hemorrhage due to a critical reduction in venous outflow in a 2-year-old child with Sturge-Weber syndrome. This girl was monitored with computed tomography, magnetic resonance imaging, and magnetic resonance angiography studies before a massive thalamic hemorrhage occurred. 8 months before the bleeding, she had a patent superior sagittal sinus and deep venous system. However, 2 months before that event, the superior sagittal sinus and right internal cerebral vein were occluded. The findings were confirmed on digital subtraction angiography after the hemorrhage. The authors supposed that the compensatory changes in the venous system after these occlusions, despite the outflow collateralization, led to severe congestion and hemorrhage. Sturge-Weber syndrome hemangioma hemodynamics is characterized by impaired venous return, and the girl in the featured case had additional major channel occlusions predisposing to hemorrhage. These observations suggest that the appearance of a major venous sinus occlusion in children with Sturge-Weber syndrome can be a warning sign of hemorrhage. Successful treatment of hemorrhagic congenital intracranial immature teratoma with neoadjuvant chemotherapy and surgery. A case report by Kohei Fukuoka and co-authors. Congenital brain tumors represent 0.5 to 1.9% of all pediatric brain tumors. They are generally associated with a poor prognosis. Teratomas, which represent the largest group of congenital brain tumors, are sometimes large enough to endanger life and usually are hemorrhagic, preventing easy surgical removal and resulting in a dismal prognosis. The authors report on the successful management of a case involving an infant who had undergone attempted resection of an intracranial immature teratoma at the age of 18 days and was subsequently treated with chemotherapy and complete resection. The initial resection had been aborted because of the hemorrhagic nature of the tumor. After 8 courses of chemotherapy, the tumor could be removed with only minimal bleeding. Histopathological examination of the tumor resected at the second operation, which was performed approximately 8 months after the first, showed a mature teratoma. The authors conclude that even moderate chemotherapy, tolerable by seriously ill patients with this type of tumor, may be effective as an initial treatment. They note that although the objective response to the chemotherapy was modest, the treatment did reduce the hemorrhagic nature of the tumor and led to an improvement in the patient's general condition, which facilitated successful resection in the second surgery. Thank you for listening. JNS PG podcast content is contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.